In 1934 in Arkansas, H.L. Mitchell and 17 black and white sharecroppers organized the Southern Tenant Farmers Union. Biracial organizations in Arkansas in the 1930s were extremely rare, but as one elderly white sharecropper said, "I've been a member of the Ku Klux Klan, but everybody is in the same boat here." Union activities were reminiscent of the Knights of Labor, conducted in the utmost secrecy. An STFU memorandum on meetings said, "Call the meeting to order. Prayer service may be held as silently as possible. A union song may be sung, but this should be avoided if it attracts attention to your meeting. Go home one or two at a time in different directions. Avoid the highways and roads as much as possible, and keep away from the lights of automobiles." A favorite song was "We Shall Not Be Moved," taken from the old gospel hymn, "I Shall Not Be Moved."
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that stands by the water. We shall not be moved.
We'll build a mighty union.
We'll build a mighty union. We shall not be moved. We'll build a mighty union. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that stands by the water. We shall not be moved.
We shall not be moved.
We shall not. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that stands by the water. We shall not be moved.
We're fighting for our children.
We're fighting for our children. We shall not be moved. We're fighting for our children. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that stands by the water. We shall not be moved.
We shall not be moved.
We shall not. We shall not be moved. We shall not. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that stands by the water. We shall not be moved.
The STFU survived beatings, murders, arrests, and evictions, and in 1935, 4,000 pickers struck at the height of the harvest. The union continued its organizing drives in the South and Midwest all through the 30s, but finally faded out of existence during World War II.